Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
This is going to be awesome. The White Sox are in town taking on the Giants. Your old friend, Tony La Russa, he's the second winningest manager of all time. 35 years, six pennants, three World Series titles, of course, with the A's in 89, the Bay Bridge Series, and Tony joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome back home. You still got your place out in the East Bay? Where do you stay, in the hotel, or do you stay out in the East Bay when you come back?
No, you know, our home is in the Walnut Creek area, yeah. The Alamo area, but been there since the 80s, so yeah. Late 80s, so it's, and the girls live there too.
Yeah, know the Whitegate area well, built a home not too far from you, so welcome back. And John and I were just talking about your career and just how fascinating it has been. You started in your mid-30s with the White Sox and Jerry Reinsdorf in 1979, and then after a 10-year hiatus, you come out of retirement as a manager, and here you are in your late 70s, and the game has changed. So just from, Tony, when you won the World Series with the Cardinals in 2011 to when you came back and managed the White Sox last year, the game has undergone a lot of changes. Analytics, the way the game is run from the dugout. How has it changed for you? How is managing a baseball game different for you in the 20s than it was in the earlier decades of your career?
I think it really depends on the organizational priorities and how they view the information that you use to prepare and how much you take into the game. There's some places that believe you can script the game, and others believe that there's a lot of great information, but the game is so dynamic that you still have to rely on the manager and the coaches to deal with what's happening that day. These are men, not machines. But, Greg, towards the whole time that I was a manager, we were really blessed with great coaching staffs that devoured information, the great Dave Duncan and so forth. So we always were searching for information. There, towards the end of my time, there was a lot of the information that was there, but it certainly has become much more sophisticated. It's a great deal of help in preparation. And I think the big issue now is, at what point do you take the information and then watch the game? And, some clubs believe more in taking them into the game and will second guess the manager if he doesn't follow them exactly. And others trust their judgment.
And that's a great point. The great Tony La Russa is joining us, Pop and Lund, here on the Sports Eaters. The White Sox are in town to take on the Giants. How do you do that? Because, like you said, you have your gut feel and maybe the way that you used to manage, and then they're giving you so many numbers that maybe sometimes the analytics can be overloading. So how do you know when to use them and not?
Well, you're actually talking about the hottest issue that's confronting baseball now. Just like people think about, what is the gut feel? Well, if you think about it, if you have enough experience, it's the experiences that are in your head, and you tie it to what's happening with your heart and your guts about, doing what you think is right. So it's not just a gut feel. It's based on a lot of experience. So if you get into a game and you figure it's a game where runs are hard to score, and you're not paying attention and trying to get a daggum rally started and get them on first base and get them over and in, then, you're not doing your job. You just can't sit around waiting for crooked numbers if they're not going to be there. And at the same time, if the person is saying, look, it's not, you should never buy, can't steal bases, everybody should try and hit a three-run homer, well, that, those things don't jive. So I believe that, and I've been very fortunate here with the White Sox, they really know that the game, literally, we're going to play the Giants tonight, and it's going to be one kind of game, and you may have an expectation, but when you go out there and you watch the guys pitch and the guys swing, it's going to be different, and the next two games are going to be different than the first one.
And having your time, when I reached out for you to come on today, I have thought it's the first day of a series and you haven't seen this team. It's a National League team. When's the last time you managed against the San Francisco Giants, Tony? So it's always challenging that first game of a series to prepare, but to do it now and the reams of information that's provided for you, how different is it to get ready for game one of a series now than when it was, 10 or 15 years ago?
Well, there's a lot more information if you take the pieces. If you're talking about positioning, if you're talking about, how we're going to attack today, they got Cobb pitching, what's he got, what's the reliever's got. You get more information there. You can watch video. There are different maps that you can watch. Same thing, you try to figure out how to get them out. So there's a lot more of that information that's technically produced. I say it over and over again, we had this humongous advantage for 29 years where Dave Duncan created a lot of different information by his own work. So you're right. And playing the Giants for the first time in a while, we're taking longer to try to figure out, what's our best way to attack them, whether it's get them out or getting hits. And it's a process of taking the information. But then still, you watch video and there are some old Earl Weaver numbers that say, Papa is 10 for 20 and Tony's 0 for 20. I'm going to play Papa, not Tony. I mean, that still makes sense.
I wouldn't play either one of us, but that's at your call. No,
well, I probably agree with you, too.
No, you're a great player. You just had a shoulder injury. You mentioned Dave Duncan, and I go back to your coaching staff and just how strong it was. And, Sandy, and you guys changed, bullpen composition and everything. But one thing, when the openers started to come into baseball, and I remember it was Tampa Bay that did it with Sergio Romo against the Angels and all their right-handed hitters. And at first I was trying to figure it out. And then I remember you and Dunk, and it was after the run when you won 4-5 American League West, you lost a lot of people like Stu and a few others. And it was the, maybe 93, 94, 95, somewhere in there, where you went to a very different rotation where you would start someone and he would pitch only three innings, go through the order one time. Then you'd bring in a second pitcher for three more and then a third for three more. And you had three sets of three pitchers. And I don't know if you called it that or the media called it the flotation rotation, but I always remembered that. Was that the original opener thought? Take me back to that time and then give me your thoughts on the opener we're seeing in baseball with starting pitching, Tony.
Well, that's a good recollection, Greg, because that occurred about the time you're talking, 93, 94, and our pitching was struggling, and, when something was not right, you figure something else to do. So we used a three-man rotation, and what we did, we picked three pitchers for each day, and that was nine, and then we had 12 in the staff, so like Eck and Honey, they were there to protect if we had the lead. And we actually did it two times around for 6 days and had to do a little manipulating because the guy that starts the game is always going to be the loser, can never be the winner. And I think there's that experience showed that if you really wanted to plan it, there was a way to start a reliever early and get your innings guy in the middle. Now, the other point to make is for years and years and years, even before Tampa Bay did it, there are times because of a rainout and a doubleheader, there are days that your starter comes up short and you have what's called a bullpen game, which in effect is, you break down your bullpen, you figure out who's going to pitch the first inning or two, and then you match up the rest of the way. And so what Tampa Bay did was take that emergency situation and they had to use it. I think they lost like three starters and they were very creative and they pitched relievers and, they would start with a right-hander. Maybe the other team would put their left-handers, and they'd come with a left-hander. But I thought Tampa Bay did it because out of necessity. It's really not the best way to win a lot of games because your bullpen gets really exposed.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to modestotoyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Tony LaRusso, good enough to join us. Of course, a Hall of Fame manager in town with the White Sox as they take on the Giants. We'll hear it right here on the Sports Leader. Let me go over to the A's because, as you said, you live in the Bay Area. You have the connection to the A's and what's going on over there from the heyday that you had managing over there to now. There's rumors of them going to Vegas and all sorts of financial issues. I'm curious to just know what your thoughts are in looking what's going on with the A's.
You know, I'm a fan. And I got a lot of friends that are still very loyal to them. That's one thing that I would point out right away. They have a very strong contingency of loyal A's fans that pull for the team, and that's a source of strength. And they're wondering. I mean, you know, there's some finances involved, and you know, periodically they have to, you know, look like dump some payroll and go younger, and you know, they're trying to build a ballpark so they can get some more income. I just think that the A's are doing what they think they have to do to survive, and you know, it's not exactly what fans like year to year, but. You know, they're in and I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know how it's all going to work out for building a ballpark here or having to switch the franchise. I just know that at the bottom line is that, you know, you only have so much money. You know, it's tough to compete today.
Yeah, and they're coming off a really hard month of June. Obviously got swept in New York to the Yankees, and 5-21 they were in the month of June. So hopefully things will be better for them. They got some good news with the vote yesterday. Give us an update on your club, Tony. Obviously, the White Sox and Giants don't play that often. Got off to a good start. You were 6-2 at one point, but you're hovering right around 500. Now you're four games under. Your offense looks a little better. You have a dynamic leadoff hitter and some good middle of the order, you know, hitters. And you got, you know, your pitching is lined up. We're not going to see Johnny Cueto this weekend, but Lance Lynn will go tonight. So just give us an update on how your club has done so far.
I think the best way to explain it, Greg, is that when you mention our club, you're talking about the other 29. I mean, every club has had to make a lot of adjustments because of the shortened spring. It's really caused a lot of disruptions to your pitching staff, whether it's starters or relievers or your everyday players. And we're affected like nobody, you know, as much as anybody else, including the Giants. I do believe that as we speak today, it's probably the closest that we've been to having kind of our full unit. For example, our rotation for the first time all year in the last week has become, you know, for the five guys. And we got Lynn and Cease and Giolito against you guys. And then we go home to play, you know, against our division for 2 weeks. So position player, we know we're missing our big outfielder Jimenez, but we got Tim back and we got Moncada back. So, you know, best case for us is that, you know, I think we've done a good job. I really respect and admire our guys. We've had a lot of injuries like everybody has, and we've really worked hard to swim upstream and win games enough to where we're still relevant, but now it's time to put on a streak.
Tony LaRusso joining us, and of course Alex Cobb versus Lance Lynn tonight. Tomorrow, Dylan Cease, who you got in that great Cubs trade along with Jimenez, like you said, for Jose Quintana back in 2017. But the one tomorrow night, Cease versus Webb, that should be a fun one.
Yeah, and that's what you like to see nowadays when there's sometimes that you go out there and it's all in the hitter's favor. But you know, I know Webb is very, very tough, and Cease is in his second full year, and this young man is he's got a real array of stuff, and he's shown intelligence, baseball intelligence, and he's tougher than nails. So, you know, I laugh because sometimes you expect, you know, a 3-2 game and it's 10-9. But these two guys, it should not be any fun for hitters.
You know, we're not going to see Johnny Cueto. I have seen him pitch for you. His first two starts were really good, and then he faced the Cubs on a Saturday game. Watched him a little bit in Anaheim on Tuesday. It looks like the Johnny that we saw shimmying and shaking here, but we're not going to see him in the series, but we're always thinking of Johnny Cueto, Johnny Baseball. How has he been for you, Tony?
he has saved us, Greg, because when we were really strapped, you know, we had Giolito and Lynn out, and, Kopech and Cesar Young, so you can't push them too far. We had Velasquez out, and Johnny came along and has just been outstanding, pitched a great game against the Yankees. His first three games, he pitched great, and we couldn't score. So his record is just starting to reflect a couple of wins because we finally scored for him. But you guys know it. This guy's a real pro. He's been a tremendous asset to us, not just on the field, but just what he does with our pitchers and our catchers.
Tony, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about your Animal Rescue Foundation. And I got to tell you, with the pandemic and everything that's going on, I think dogs and animals, they can help from a mental health standpoint. We got a burn a doodle about 2 months ago. We absolutely love it, and it helps us every single day. But you guys continue to do great things out by us in Walnut Creek.
Well, I appreciate that. It's in the 32nd year now, and COVID was a very difficult for everybody. But we've got back to where we're running and in a normal animal care side. And last September, we built the country's first private facility where the veterans of PTSD get matched with rescue dogs, and they become either emotional support or true rescue dogs. And they graduate, and so we have a mobile that visits the VA. So ARF is we're very supportive. We got great volunteers, and we've always said, the animals make better people, so we take care of them.
That's awesome.
Well, welcome home. Coming back home. You played in Anaheim on Wednesday, had the off day yesterday. You have a chance to visit a lot of old friends. What's it like to come back home to the Bay Area, Tom?
Well, it hadn't happened very much. I came when I was out, with the Angels in 20, I drove in during COVID and was here, but it's a rare. We got in about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. So yesterday was a catch-up day, but it's friends, but it's still the season. So as soon as we hang up, heading over to Oracle Park to try to get ready for this game. So there's a lot, mostly during the season, man. It's baseball, baseball, baseball.
Yeah, I know you scout players, but you also scout the opponent's staff and managers. Just what are your thoughts when you go into a series against Gabe Kapler and his staff, Tony?
I know Greg, Gabe rather, not Greg, Gabe from his playing days. And I know he was starting to, I always like when players go into player development and Gabe, went into player development and has moved upwards. I remember his first press conference when he was hired by the Phillies, and he talked about his first obligation was to build relationships, which I thought is exactly what you do nowadays when you're a leader. So, I think he's a very creative guy. I've been impressed, like everybody has, that when he came to the Giants in 20 and in 21 in that very difficult division, they've been very creative about winning games. And, we're expecting, I know they've had a little tough time, so both of us need to win the series badly. But I think Gabe is very talented. We have our pitching coach, Ethan Katz, that was there mm-hmm. in 2020. And we're very pleased with him. So I think they do a great job preparing their players and then you play the game.
Tony, thank you so much. It was our pleasure, as it always is. Good luck in the series, and we'll talk to you soon. Welcome home.
All right, enjoyed it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Welcome back.
Oh, there he is, second winningest manager of all time, Hall of Famer Tony La Russa.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.